The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, texts 4 through 9, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in September of 1966 in New York.
Paramatma Samahita. This Paramatma Samahita is the yoga. Now, Krishna will gradually come, Paramatma. The yoga system is, meditation means, to control all the senses and concentrate the mind to focus on the Paramatma. That is the whole yoga system. So here it is hinted, Paramatma Samahita, completely absorbed in the Paramatma. Prashanta. Prashanta means, cease from all non-permanent activity. And jitātmana. Jitātmana means conquered by the senses. So jitātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhita sītosna sukadikheshu tathā māna apamāna sītosna sukadikheshu. Duality. We have got in this material world duality. Just like this is now summer season. And then again, we'll have winter season, snowfall, Sita Usna. Sita means winter season, and Usna means summer season. Sita Usna, Sukha Dukha Sukha. Similarly, happiness and distress, Tatha Mana Pumana. Similarly, honor and dishonor. Because in this world of duality, dual world, everything is to be understood by duality. We cannot understand what is honor if there is no dishonor. If I am not insulted, I cannot understand what is honor. So, mana apamana, similarly, I cannot understand what is misery if I am not tasted happiness. Or I cannot understand what is happiness if I have not understood misery. So similarly, I cannot understand what is cold if I have not tasted hot. So this world is a duality. So one has to transcend. So long this body is there, this duality feeling will continue. So because I am trying to get out of this body, bodily conception, not exactly out of the body, but bodily conception. So I'll have to practice to tolerate this duality. As in the second chapter, yes, Krishna has advised Arjuna, matra sparsha sukumti asitosna sukabhasthana. This duality of distress and happiness, this is due to the skin. This is skin disease. Just like itching of the skin. So, because there is itching, I should not be mad at Paris. I should tolerate. There are so many, that nowadays mosquito bite is going on. So, we should not be mad. We should not give up our duty because mosquito is biting. Or some big bug is biting. So many dualities that we have to tolerate. So, if my mind is always in Krishna consciousness, then these dualities can be practiced very easily. Sitosma Sukhada Pada. Jnana-vijnana Sityatma Kutastha Vijitendriya. Why he will be able to understand, to tolerate? Because Jnana, Vijnana, Tripta. Jnana means knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is called Jnana. And practical knowledge is called Vijnana. Just like a science student has to study theoretical and appear theoretical examination as well as practical examination. If a science student has to pass his examination, then he has to practice simply theoretical knowledge that so much quantity of hydrogen and so much quantity of oxygen will make water will not help him. He has to practically show in the laboratory that so much quantity of oxygen gas and so much quantity of hydrogen gas mix and water is produced. That is called Vigyan. The Jnana Vigyan, Vipista. One should have not only theoretical knowledge, but practical knowledge. Practical knowledge. Simply understanding that I am not this body, I am not this body, then I am doing all nonsense of this body. Discussing. And there are so many societies. They are very seriously discussing Vedanta philosophy smoking with wine glass and very enjoying life, you see. So that sort of jnana, that sort of knowledge is not necessary, you see. Jnana vijnana, one should have knowledge perfectly and it must be demonstrated in practical sense. Yes. That means one who has actually felt himself that I am not this body, then naturally his bodily necessity will be reduced to the minimum. That is practical. If I am going to increase the demands of my body, and I am simply theoretical thing that I am not this body, that is not required. Jnana vijnana pratishtha, and man, a person will be satisfied when there is jnana knowledge and science side by side. Jnana vijnana pratishtha. Kutastha vijita indriya. Then he is conquered for the senses. Jnana vijnana pratishtha kutastha vijita indriya. Jukta yuttuchyate yogi samalukasma kanchana. So, when he is situated in that practical status of spiritual realization, then he is to be understood that he is actually situated in the yoga. Not that I am going to a class and weekly or twice weekly attending yoga class and I remain the same thing for the so many years. No. There should be practical realization. What is that practical realization? Prasantatma. Prasantatma. The mind is calm and quiet. No more agitated by the attraction of this material. In fact. So, jnana vijnatam kutastha viditam. And this is the first qualification, this qualification is self-control. Advancement in the yoga system means yoga indriya sanyama. Yoga means to, because our whole life is disturbed due to this sense. And this material life is sense that. The common substance of materialistic life means sense that. Therefore, advancement of material science means giving you products for your sense gratification. Unnecessary. So many things are produced just to satisfy myself. That is material advancement. The material life means sense gratification and spiritual life means detached from sense gratification. So visiting this. Jitta yuttuchyate yogi samalokasma kanchana. And when he is in that position, it will be there, then for him, sama lostrasma kanchana. Kanchana means gold, and lostra means what is called? Rebels of stone. They are the same thing. Yes. So, sama lostrasma kanchana. And again, Suhin mitra durasinam madhyastha desha bandhushu sadhusati cha papeshu samabuddhi vishishat. We have got our relationship in this world. We call that he is my friend. Swift and mitra. There are two kinds of friends. Swift means better friend. Actually, who is always desiring my welfare. He is called Swift. And friend means we have got goodwill, ordinary friend. Same mitra, udasina. Udasana means neutral, neither friend nor enemy. We have got relationship within this world. Somebody is my very good well-wisher, somebody is my friend, and somebody is neither friend nor enemy, and somebody madhyastha, mediator, and somebody actually doing some good. Somebody I think, oh, here is a nice gentleman, saintly person. And somebody I think, oh, he is a sinful man, according to my calculation. Somebody my friend, somebody my enemy, somebody neutral, somebody, a saintly person, somebody sinful person. Now, all these, when you are on the yoga-jukta, when you are in the platform of transcendence, then these distinctions, this friend, enemy, sadhu, saintly, and sinful, that is all disclosed. No. Pandita samadarshi. Pandita, when one becomes actually learned, he does not see any enemy or any friend. Because nobody is enemy, nobody is friend. Nobody is my son, nobody is my mother, nobody is... We are all different living entities. We are just playing on the platform under the grace of father, mother, wife, children, friends, and it is just like in a drama. We set up some character to play. So, but out of the stage, we are all friends. Nobody. In the stage, I say, oh, you are enemy, I shall kill you, and so many things I do. But when out of the stage, we are all friends. Similarly, in this world, in this material world, with this dress of material body, we are playing on the stage of material world, that enemy and friend and father, mother, son. I cannot beget any son. It is not possible. Oh. I simply beget this body. You see? The living entity that is not my power. Simply by my sex intercourse with my wife, I cannot produce unless that living entity is blessed in that emancipation of true Sri Krishna. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is only safe place. So actually, when one is situated in proper knowledge, one who is actually a yogi, for him, this distinction altogether disappears. Yogi jungita satakam atmanam rahasi sthita. Now here is the beginning of the yoga system, how one should perform yoga. Now we will understand from the description of Bhagavad Gita, that what is yoga system. In your city, New York City, yoga is very popular. Everyone is performing yoga. There are so many groups of yoga schools. But just see what the yoga system is, you can understand from Bhagavad Gita. What is that? The first is, yogi junjita satatam atmanam rahasi sthita. The yogi's business is always to remain alone in a secluded place. Alone and secluded place. Yoga cannot be performed in assembly. Just like we are in assembly. You are performing yoga, I am performing yoga in the yoga class, and somebody is teaching, do like this, do like that, do like that. That is not yoga. At least according to Bhagavad Gita. Here it is clearly said that yogi junjita satatam atmanam rahasisthita. He should always be engaged in his, focusing, his mind to a super mahatma, and that is possible. Rahasi. Rahasi means in a secluded state. In a secluded state. It is not, I cannot concentrate my mind in the bubble bubble of the society or in the big city. The Yogasiki is fine. There are all the yogis formerly. Still, in India, there are many yogis. They come at Kumbh Mela. We have seen some of them. Some of them are 700 years old. And you will see him just like a boy of 25. They are doing some yoga. So they are really, they come when there is some special function. In India, there are four places, just like in modern days there are conferences of different parties. Similarly, in India, there are still about 30,000 of saintly persons, not one, two. And they, not all, but at least major portion of them, they meet together after 12 years and in some particular place. There are four places. One at Prayag. You have heard the name of Allahabad city. That is called Prayag. And one at Haridwar and at Sankhan. In this way they have got four places. That means every 4 years they are meeting. So in that meeting, many yogis come. When not in my this renounced order, when I was living for some time at Allahabad, not some time, I lived there for 13 years at Allahabad. So I was seeing this mela. Although it was taking every 12 years, I have seen twice or thrice. So these yogis, they are so calm and quiet. And looking, of course I do not know, somebody says this man is 700 years old, this man is 300 years old, but they look like young boys. So these such yogis, as it is recommended here, yogi jundita satatam atmanam, one who is actually ascended on the yogic principle. His first function is that he remains alone. He has no society. He cannot remain in society. Yogi jindita satatmana rahasi sthita ekaki. Ekaki means alone. It's more clearly to say ekaki. Jata chitnatma nirasi rapuribdha. Nirasi, there is no expectation. By functioning yoga, I shall achieve this power and offer his graha, and he does not take anything from anyone. Who is going to give you? He is at ekati, he is alone, in a secluded place, in sometimes in jungle, in forest, in mountain, and who is going to give him anything? He doesn't expect, because he is, his father is convinced that for whom I have become yogi. I am not alone. My Paramatma is always with me. What kind of yogi? Although he remains superficially alone, but he knows that wherever I go, my Paramatma friend, he is sitting with me on my heart, he is with me. So I am nothing to fear. Jata-chitnātmā nirāśīra parigraha. He does not accept anything. Now just see, the yogi principle, for this age, how much it is difficult for us. If we want to perform real yoga system, then it is very difficult. Nobody, we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for us to live alone in a secluded place in a mountain? We are not in the outside, we are near a city. There are so many mountains and jungles. Can you live there alone? Oh, no. at the present moment, the modern way of our civilization, a mode of our life, just like I am a sannyasi, I am renounced the order of life, but still I have come to a city, New York City, the largest city of the world, you see, from Bombay City or Calcutta City, I have come. So life has become so changed that in this age, actually what is called yoga, it is not possible. First condition is that ekaki jatachitamatma, he should remain alone. He should perform yoga system alone, not in with friends and many other yogis, no. Jatachitamatma nirati raparigraha, and he should have no desire in his mind, and aparigraha, he does not want anything from anybody. This is the first condition. The next condition, सूचौ देशे प्रतिष्ठाप स्थिरम आसनम आत्मन नास्तुच्छितं नास्तु नीचं शीलाजीन कुशोत्तरम. The yogi has to fix up his sitting place. What is that? सूचौ देशे, he should select a place which is very, very pure. Now that means a place like Haridwar, our young friend, Mr. Howard, he has been to Haridwar, he has seen how nicely that place is. River Ganges is flowing, and very nice, calm and quiet. He'll find 3 miles after, 4 miles after, one yogi is sitting nicely there and meditating. That is yogi. So, Sutode, in a place where they sanctified them. So these places are especially selected, just like Haridwar, Kankhal, and Prayag. They are sometimes immemorial and in Vedic age, those places are sanctified. Just like this Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Dharma Kshetre, the land of religion. In war was performed, because this war was not ordinary war. That was religious. This Kurukshetra battle, that was religious war. Don't you find in the war field where Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is present? Do you think it is ordinary war? No. It is not ordinary war. And it was performed in a place which is called Dharma Kshetra. So sometimes war is also performed in terms of religiosity. That is prescribed, that is required. So yes, Suchaudesi, perfectly sanctified place. Suchaudesi Pratishthapa, he must be situated in a very sanctified place, Thiram Asanam Atmanah. And the asanam and the sitting place should not be changed. On the same asana, he should perform yoga, meditation, on the same place and the same sitting place. Atmanah, how that place, the sitting place should be selected, na hoti uchitam. Not too much raised, not too much low, not niche. And chila jina kusatram, chila means cotton something, cotton sitting place. Then skin, deer skin means, you know, yogi is the sit on the skin of tiger and skin of deer. Why? Because they are in a secluded place. This has got some chemical effect. If you sit on tiger skin and deer skin, then the reptiles, the snakes, they won't disturb. It has got some, physical effect. There are so many medical effects in so many things we do not know. But God has created everything. For our use, we do not know. That every plant, every herb is a medicine. It is meant for, for some particular disease, for some particular protection. We do not know that. The Siddhajina, it is not a fashion. It is because they sit down in a secluded place in a jungle, so you are meditating, so some snake may come. There are so many snakes, so many reptiles. So therefore, chela, jina, pushottaram, and straw. The three things. Straw, and a cane, and some cotton, cotton, these things are there. Then, what is the next process? The next process is tatraika agamana kritya jatasitindriyakriya upavishya asane jinjyat yoga atma visiddhaye. Atma visiddhaye, the whole process is, yoga system is for purifying atma. Purifying atma, you always remember, the atma means this body, atma means the mind, atma means the soul. The purifying, these things. The yoga system is meant not that cheaply I want some power. Sometimes the yogi is achieving very wonderful power. Asasiddhi yoga. Asasiddhi is eight kinds of perfection, material perfection they can attain. Not for that purpose, yoga, although they attain that power. Real yogis, they do not exhibit. He has got the power, so many wonderful powers, but he does. His only aim is Atma Visuddha. I am now contaminated by this material atmosphere, so I have to purify myself. So that purification process we shall discuss next day. But I may say in this connection that so much difficult process for purifying the Atma is very easily done. Seta Dharpana Mahajanam by chanting this Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Because the sound, this transcendental sound vibration, is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is absent. His name is not different from him. So when you chant his name with devotion, that means Krishna is with you. And Krishna, when Krishna is with you, who, how you can remain impure? You become pure, the pure. That is the whole system. No, no.